sit like a brand new pair of jeans. I feel like taking chances. I feel a lot like 17.
好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次收听开言英语的节目。
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
今天呢，我们要说说很简单的一个词啊，就是新
new。
但是呢，除了 new 以外，还有更多的词、更多的说法来形容新这件事儿，对吧
？Okay, yeah, lots of ways to talk about new.
对，那既然新年了嘛，那我们就来学学这些 new expressions 吧。那今天这集节目呢，我们的相关推送给大家就是非常清楚的罗列出了今天我们所有要分享的新词和新说法，非常有助于你的学习，所以别忘了去我们的微信公众号搜索看一下啊，我们叫开言英语。好，那讲到 new， 我还蛮 corny 的，我就很喜欢那种人家说 new year， new you。
Oh yeah, so it'd be like buy a, this is an advertisement. We'll always say this.
对
，new year, new you. Buy this diamond.
新的你，学英语啊，就是我觉得对我来说 ，new year, new you， 更多的可能是一些 ，you know。More significant changes, not just buying like 一个新衣服什么的，是 maybe it's a lifestyle change.
Right.
It's a,
go to the gym. It's start going to the gym.
或者学习嘛，所以年初的时候，其实大家的学习热情、积极性都非常高啊。
Mm.
但重要的是你怎么 you know for the rest of the year, how do you stick with it?
Yeah.
Keep going, 是吧？那我觉得要坚持学习下去，很重要的一点就是。在学习里面找到乐趣啊，就像我们今天说的，很简单的说法，你平时就能用，然后学的时候也没有什么压力。比如 new 这件事情，除了 new 以外呢，哎，还有一个很常用的叫做
brand new，
brand new。So this brand is the same like a fashion brand、
yeah.
or a, 一个品牌那个 brand、right. 嗯，但是 brand new， guys don't overanalyze it， 不要。过度分析就 brand new 就是 very new,
very new yeah.
So it really means just completely new.
Yeah, like brand new car, brand new phone.
对
You just bought it.
哎，对，是的，因为说到新还有不同的程度哈 It's kind of like different degrees of new, I guess. 比如你说 Oh, I just bought this new car. 但有可能他人家试车的时候在 showroom 被人开过、
mm.
开过几百公里是吗But if you say, hey, I just bought this brand new car.
Right.
那这个意思就是
Just really, really new.
对，就是没有被什么试开过，没有 go through test drive 什么，对吧 ？Brand new. 好，那如果 brand new 你觉得还不够 emphasize， 还不够强调这个东西有多新，另外还有一个说法你可以用
brand spanking new.
Brand spanking new. 这个就像前面 brand new 一样的 don't overanalyze 不要过度分析、
right.
因为 spanking 或者 spank 就是打屁股嘛like parents now should not spank their kids right?
right but they should buy you know brand spanking new toys for them
对所以 brand spanking new 它其实就是你更加加重那个语气这真的就是我就老想到上海话有一个说擦锅立新其实就是新嘛但是你多加几个音节就感觉好像更有力一点、嗯、更加强调我的这个 point、啊、这个东西真的很新 It's brand spanking new 好的那我们前面讲到这两个都是形容东西比较多一点、嗯、是吧但接下来这个是形容一个人
OK how about newbie
newbie
Yeah this is not 牛逼 It's not
哦对跟这个 newbie 就是形容比如我新手学、
yeah.
学英语或者跟很多外国人学中文、oh, I'm a complete newbie
Yeah
就是我零基础是吧、
right.
所以这 newbie 的拼法就是
N-E-U like new、
嗯、
B-I-E、
啊、
newbie
I'm a newbie、like a complete beginner
Yeah、嗯、yeah. And this one's okay I mean it's usually not too negativeBut there is one that's a little shorter、
嗯、
and much more negative.
Oh, 是什么
Noob.
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 是 N-E-U-B?
It's usually spelled N-O-O-B.
Oh, 你说 newbie 是这个意思虽然你新但没有那种说很看不起你。
Well, because you're new, right? Like, it's okay, you know, it's your first day or you're new at this. He's a newbie. But if you're a noob, it kind of means you're just really dumb. Like, you're new, but...、 You know, like, your attitude is wrong. And...
Oh, okay. 所以这两个词对比一下呢，就是这个 N-O-O-B, noob.
Noob.
就是不仅是
God, I hate noobs.
不仅是新手，然后就是别人还有点看不起他，因为他可能自己也不学习，他就说，哦，我很新，我反正什么也不知道，就是都特别 rely on other people to help them, coach them. They're not, you know, taking their own initiative.
Right, noobs.
是吧 ,noob. 诶，那Adam, 像 newbie 那个词啊，它能 我们前面举的例子都是、比如我这个是学一样东西，我是新手 newbie. What about it's your first day in a new company? 你到一个新公司第一天，你可以说 Oh, I'm a newbie.
I'm new.
对，那种情况下比较好的，我觉得就是 Oh, I'm new.
Right.
It's my first day. I'm new in the company.
Just made me think when we were kids, we would always say to each other, "What are you new?" Meaning like you don't.You're dumb, but yeah, you're right. At the company, you just say, yeah, sorry, it's my first day, or I'm new here.
I'm new here, 对，就是在工作场合更多的就是用我新来的 I'm new here.、Mm. 啊、好、那另外有一个呢，觉得就是一个新的、可能新的电视、电影或者一个新的播客出来啊，就有的时候、平台会推荐嘛，然后他们上面可能会写 new and
Noteworthy.
就觉得英语它就任何语言嘛它都会、去寻找一些发音的这个押韵啊一些比较好听像 new and noteworthy 就是这样、两个都是 N 开头的词放在一起、Noteworthy 的意思就是
Taking note of
Or it's worth to pay attention to
Right, right, right
对吧就新的而且值得关注的一些啊最值得关注新人奖 New and noteworthy 哦、oh, 讲到新人我又想到另外一个词 Newcomer
A newcomer
Right、oh, he's a newcomer、
You mean like a foreigner?
对刚到中国的外国人或者到诶一个公司可以吗比如今天我跟大家开会说 Oh we've got a newcomer today 或者一个 event
Yeah
比如什么美洲 Toastmaster 然后今天有个新的人
Yeah, newcomer
Yeah, do we have any newcomers here?、对这个词也能用啊 newcomer 好那、接下来我们要看到这个说法呢我觉得就是很像咱们中文的旧的不去新的不来、
Okay, so out with the old, in with the new
对我觉得是很对应的啊也比较容易记旧的不去 like,Out with the old, get rid of the old.
Right.
In with the new.
In with the new.
新的就来了，是吧？
Right.
好，那前面我们看这些其实都在和 new 这个做各种各样的变化啊。接下来的这组词呢，其实就跟 new 没什么、直接拼法上的关系，但是意思也是很新的意思。
Right. So the first one we're going to start with is latest.
Latest.
Yeah.
我觉得这个可能对于一些 newbies 啊英语初学者会 you know, can be confusing. 因为你看到好像 late 就是啊我迟到了好像是晚的那个意思。
Right. But it means like most recent.
没错但是说哦 the latest 的时候呢不是说这是最晚而是说这是最新的一个、
right.
对吧 the latest. 好那好像还有另外一个 phrase, 是吧
the latest and greatest.
哦、oh, 最新的最好的、The latest and the greatest、
yeah.
这就让我想到什么 Last but not least
Last but not least、Yeah keep in mind guys Like even before we said New and noteworthy、The reason why we like that Is because the two ends
对
And the reason we like this Latest and the greatest Is because it rhymes
是吧嗯押韵啊好那除了用 latest 讲新呢另外还有一个新鲜
Oh yeah fresh
Oh, it's so fresh.
Yeah.
对，然后我觉得这个新鲜更多的其实是 fresh off 什么什么。
Oh yeah, fresh off the boat.
那个美剧嘛，叫初来乍到，对吧？哦、
yeah. ，
我们刚移民到美国。Oh, I'm fresh off the boat.
Fresh off the boat. Yeah.
可以说 I'm new in this country 吗
？I'm a newcomer.
I'm a newcomer.、Mm. 对，我新来的啊。
I'm fresh off the boat.
I'm fresh off the boat. Or nowadays, I'm fresh off the plane.
Yeah, I hope so.
诶除了 fresh off, 好像还有 hot off 什么什么
There's a lot of hot off, yeah. Hot off the shelves.
Shelf 就是货架嘛。
Yeah.
所以买东西什么、if I go buy something.
It's brand spanking new.
Brand spanking new,、
yeah.
然后那个 sales assistant 可能就跟你说 Oh, we just got this today. It's hot off the shelves.
Yeah.
或者还有一个叫什么 hot off the...
The press.
The press.
Yeah. news, just like it's really new news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Thing, 对吧？因为 press 是媒体的意思嘛。So if a news story is hot off the press.
Right.
这个就是刚刚发生的。
Breaking news. Trump does not blame China.
Hot off the press. Okay. 好，那我们前面举了很多怎么说啊，我是新来的这个概念啊。其实另外有一个是用颜色的词是可以形容的是吧
Yeah, that color is green.
Green.
Yeah.
这个让我想到我们好像去年做过一期节目就是说这个不同的颜色在英文里面它的含义啊、
mm.
Green 英文里面有一个意思是 You're very jealous
Jealous,
right?
yeah、
很嫉妒很妒忌别人但是它还有一个意思就是和中文很像就是我很就是一个很青涩的
Right, right, right、So you're just new、Young
哎，对比如又拿那个第一天到公司报道的例子啊、mm. 你可以说 Oh, you know, I'm Today's my first day, I'm new here. Yeah, I'm a little green. Mm-hmm. 就请大家多多关照。
Right.
对，因为我觉得 whenever you say I'm a little green, 对，那个意思就是请大家多多帮助我，关照我啊。
Right. Yeah.
然后有的时候也有一些你的 mentor, 可能公司里面的前辈会说、mm-hmm. Oh, he's a little green, 就我们都多帮帮他这样。
Right.
好，那我们今天最后要跟大家分享的一个呢，又回到前面，比如Latest and greatest, new and noteworthy, 这个也是什么 and 什么。
Okay, this is spick and span.
Spick and span?
Yeah, I don't know, Jenny. This, like, for me, I think because there is a very famous brand in America called spick and span. So when I think spick and span, I think clean. I don't think new.
对, spick and span, 它的意思通常就是说这个东西It's like spotless,
spotless
很干净的、
yeah. right.
因为我觉得可能看你的使用场景比如说一个人要卖房子、然后说我这个房子这个 condition It's spick and span,
span、right.
就是都崭新的里面就刚刚装修好什么对吧
Right, exactly But it could be an old house right? That's the thing Like I'm thinking about my parents When they would yell at me when I was a kid You know, you better clean your room And if it's not spick and span You know,、no dinner for you or something
对 spick and span 就是
Looks like new、maybe.
对就是你要把它搞得很干净很整洁、So that it looks like new
Yeah, okay, I
can, 全新的
I can agree with that
好，那今天我们跟大家分享了很多 new things, new expressions, 来讲新这个概念啊。我们这一类其实就是一个小的特别具体的语言点的节目，大家也都很喜欢，因为十几分钟的时间就可以扩充自己以前没有的一些英文词汇啊，英文的表达。那在新年里面呢，我 keep these shows coming, 陪伴大家一起把英语学得更好。节目的最后呢，同样要感谢大家的收听、陪伴和支持。然后呢，也希望在新的一年嘛，前面说就是年头做一个学习计划。如果学英语是你想做的一件事情，那不如今年就加入开言会员吧，因为我们每天都有新课在等待你，而且在过去的几年里面，我们也累积了1000多节。主题非常实用然后内容非常丰富的课程最主要的我觉得很多的用户都会跟我们说他是在上下班的路上或者自己锻炼的时候啊，能够以一种非常轻松的状态学到很多实用的英语而且这样呢它是可以坚持下去的一种学习那多谢大家的支持你也可以到我们的微信公众号来了解我们的会员课程虽然我们每天有新课但我们的价格一直都没有变过 We've always stayed at $629.629一年好感谢收听我们下次再见
Bye guys I feel like window